Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. My guest is Nat Stass, a Technical Services Director with PIC. Thanks for joining us, Nat.
Thank you.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, you discussed the topic, Why Ventilation Matters. First of all, what is the role of ventilation in the swine barn, and what influence does ventilation have on the health and comfort of both the animals and the people?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty self-explanatory question, right? It's the air we breathe and the comfort that we feel within our barns, right? We talk a lot about floor space and feeder space and water, but we need to make sure the air that the pigs are breathing are good enough for that pig to perform, and we need to measure that with gases and humidity, and we need to make sure those pigs are in their thermoneutral zone, right? So not too hot or too cold, and we can help, or we can influence ventilation to make sure we balance that.
What does a typical swine barn ventilation system consist of, and what is it actually designed to do?
Yeah, I mean, ventilation, we overcomplicate it because we can't see it. You know, we can say we can sometimes feel it or smell it, and which is probably true, but it's really just the balance of fresh air into the barn, mixing the stale air in that, mixing with or to exchange that stale air in the barn, and ultimately exhausting out. We need to balance those three pieces of ventilation or the ventilation system together to be able to achieve good environment.
What are the key components of the barn environment that are affected by ventilation, and why is controlling these various components so important?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we just look at ventilation on the surface, I mean, for one, we need to make sure we have enough oxygen. If pigs don't have enough oxygen, then they're not going to be able to breathe as easily and they're not going to perform as well. From there, typically we use humidity as a good proxy. If we want our humidity to be between 50 and 65% in our barn, and if it gets too high, typically that means our gas levels go up, pigs don't feel as comfortable, and they don't perform as well, and we can start to see ill effects from the health perspective as well. You know, I'm no veterinarian or biosecurity expert, but when we get our humidity and gas levels too high, we could see a lot of an influx of respiratory diseases as well, and so that all leads to poor pig production. So we need to make sure we keep our humidity between 50 and 65%. And then the other thing I would say is our airspeed. So air moves 2 feet for every 100 feet per minute of airspeed. So if we want to move air 12 feet, our airspeed goal should be 600 feet per minute. 600, 800 captures most pig barns out there. And that just helps us create a consistent environment to make sure we don't have stale air pockets and we don't have really well-ventilated pockets. We need to make sure we get our humidity right and our airspeed right, and we're doing a really good job ventilating our pig barn.
How does the design of the barn itself influence the effectiveness of the ventilation equipment and the overall success of the environmental system?
Yeah, I mean, for one, I would just start, you know, to answer that question off is we need to maintain our equipment. We need to make sure we keep it clean and we need to keep it functioning, whether that's replacing fan motors or fan belts. And we need to make sure we're able to bring fresh air into the barn, whether that's a gable end opening, a soffit opening, a curtain into a hallway that goes into the room. We need to maintain our equipment because it's designed to bring air in a certain way. We need to seal gaps up that may have, you know, been created over the years, sealed doorways, door handles missing louvers on fans, because that's robbing air coming in from our inlets. Maintain our equipment, and air will move in that barn a heck of a lot better than it did before we didn't maintain our equipment.
What are the potential consequences of an improperly ventilated barn, both from an economic point of view and health and comfort point of view?
Yeah, I mean, I touched on the health piece a little bit already with respiratory challenges. You know, when we don't have a good environment, pigs can't breathe as well. They're not going to feel as good, and they're not going to eat near as much to either lactate better to help take care of their litter or grow as well. You know, the rule of thumb I always use on the wean to finish side is, you know, a 15% increase in humidity can affect average daily gain by about 3%. In my world, that's about 75 cents U.S. dollars. So if you market a million pigs a year, that's $750,000. That's pretty basic math. Maybe not 100% accurate, but gets us really, really close. And so You know, I would question, you know, how much fuel do we use, or how much does fuel cost? Because we don't shut feeders off just because feed costs money, and we shouldn't, you know, dial back ventilation or turn down heaters because that can have a performance effect on the pigs as well.
What are the probable glitches that you'll run into that will undermine the effectiveness of a ventilation system, and how can they be addressed?
Yeah, troubleshooting can get pretty elaborate. You know, I always say the first step to understanding ventilation is understand when it's wrong and tell someone about it. And so, you know, once we start to troubleshoot, PIC does have some troubleshooting guides that'll walk you through, you know, if you think there's a fan issue or an infiltration issue or an inlet issue, it'll walk through all the steps to check, because there might be 5, 6, 7, 8 different steps to check. But, you know, we want to keep our fans clean would be one. We want to make sure we seal up any gaps in any part of our barn. If we see daylight where we shouldn't see daylight, we want to seal those up. And we need to make sure our equipment's greased and functionable as well. But, you know, just because we check one item and improve it and fix it doesn't mean there might not be another item that's contributing to it. So make sure we keep our system clean and we replace our necessary equipment, whether that's motors, fan belts, inlets, you know, springs, et cetera, on an as-needed basis to make sure our equipment's well, working well and ventilating our barn well.
How can anyone interested get more information or advice?
Yeah, I mean, our website's a great resource, PIC.com. You go to the resource tab. If you search ventilation, a lot of information is going to come up. We have short videos, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3, maybe 10 minutes long, that'll talk about ventilation. We have minimum ventilation tools on there, guidelines, troubleshooting guidelines that you can get access to, or reach out to your PIC contact as well. And we're always happy to have those conversations about ventilation to make sure the pigs raised in your barn perform well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Nat Stass, a Technical Services Director with PIC at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.